Okay, we're recording.
Alrighty. Happy Wednesday, Rue.
My heart's not really in all this.
Happy Veterans Day, Rue.
I'm kind of tired.
It's Veterans Day today, you know. I need to say thank you to all of those who have fought for our freedom.
Thank you.
Not that we're taking that good care of it lately, but thank you.
Thank you to all those who fought for our freedom.
Yes. We appreciate it very much.
I do.
Very much. And a good time to remember and pray for the families. We should remember to pray for the families in Fort Hood of the 13 that died from the terrorist attack. Alleged terrorist attack.
What do you mean alleged?
Well, that's what they're saying. It's alleged. Well, the guy screamed Allah. What else you want to call it?
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Which is the terrorist creed.
What else are we supposed to call it? But they don't want it to think it's that because, you know, then the right wing might get all stirred up, you know.
Let them be. Let them be stirred up.
Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, there's three, only four. One thing to do, three words for you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm sorry you're not into it. I know Satan's kind of been trying to get you today.
Man, he's been after me today.
But I said, get behind thee.
I'm telling you.
Get behind me. You will have no part of your place in my life, nor my husband's, nor my child's. Get out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been one of them days. It started off this morning, me getting all upset. Didn't need to be. It was one of those deals where, you know, the reason why I was getting upset was absolutely right.
Yeah.
But that still
but that doesn't.
That doesn't justify me getting upset.
No.
Or yelling at people.
No.
I told everybody to shut up this morning.
Sorry.
Not my family. Well, sort of my family. My brothers and sisters on the forum. So, anyway.
What are you going to do?
Can't we all just get along?
No.
Evidently not.
Apparently not.
But I love them all. It was nothing personal. It was just the subject. So, yep. I'll have to go and apologize tomorrow. I'd go and do it tonight, but I'm not ready.
Mm. Not in the right place yet?
No. I was going to spend some time today praying about it you know, just trying to get my heart right to know exactly what needed to be said. Because I don't want to take back what I said. But I do need to apologize of the way I said it. And it doesn't matter that I'm right. But at the same time, what I said needed to be said in the situation. So I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a chance to pray about it today because the second thing that hit me today was work.
Yeah.
It hit me full on from the get-go. Slam. Thank you.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
And that didn't get resolved until 3:30, and I thought I was going to be there till midnight.
Well, you didn't get home last night till 8, didn't you?
Yeah. Same problem.
Yeah.
Same problem. And
it's just not the same when you're not here.
It's not good.
I have to do division with Helen. And
so I can do it,
but not really my favorite thing. But I am getting better. I think maybe you not helping is good because it's helping me to be patient and to help.
And then I went and put a check in the bank. I had a check. I had a deposit in the bank. And when I got my receipt back for the deposit, my balance was way lower than it was supposed to be, which bothered me all the way home.
Yeah.
Because I had no way of finding out why. And when I get home, I found out that when I refinanced my home, there was a check I'd written that was supposed to be given back to me that they cashed.
So you have to now clear that up tomorrow.
I have to clear that. And it was a big check, too.
What are you going to do? you can't do anything about it. So you just got to call them and let the Lord take care of it.
But I'm going to have a glass of wine and go to bed. That's what I'm going to do.
Watch a house.
I'm going to pray too. I already prayed. We prayed at supper and Faith's been praying for me. So, and John's been praying for me. Thank you, John Wilkerson, for calling me and telling me you're going to be praying for me. And appreciate that. And anyway,
what do you got today? Do we have any calls?
Well, we do. We do, we do, we do.
Well, since you're kind of down, let's let them carry the show.
Yeah, it's their turn.
Let's do that.
Let's see what they got.
Good morning, Brad and Faith. This is Chris calling in.
Hello, Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
As I am laying here in the morning listening to your latest episode, comfortably curled up in three blankets and a comforter on this nice Monday morning where I don't have to get up. I can just lay here and listen to you, Brad, just pontificate and rant and whine about various things.
I don't whine.
And it's fun and relaxing.
I don't whine.
And you know what?
This is me
here,
not whining.
I'm probably just going to go and have a
just
nice
told you about my day. I wasn't whining.
Cheeseburger and cook up some beefsteak french fries. And
beefsteak french fries.
Thing and some ketchup just to
ketchup.
Show you that.
Yeah, I hope you can catch it.
Ketchup on stuff. And you
ketchup.
You know, so you don't have respect for anyone that does. That does that. Well, you know what? Prove it.
I said putting it on french fries is fine.
Yeah.
I said anything but french fries. What's a beefsteak french fry?
I don't know. It can't be good for
they
you.
Take
it can't be.
I'm thinking that's some kind of new health food.
I made sweet potato fries last night. You didn't get any because you weren't here.
No.
It was very yummy.
I don't like sweet potato french fries. I like french fries.
You liked those sweet potato french fries I made.
I like sweet potatoes, and I like french fries.
But you liked these when I made them.
Yeah, really.
You didn't like them? Oh, I love sweet potato french
fries. They were okay, but they weren't as good as french fries, and they weren't as good as sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potato french fries, and so does Helen. So
I like sweet potatoes, and I like french fries.
Well, Helen and I ate them.
Sweet potato french fries are not as good as sweet potatoes, and not as good as french fries.
Yeah, you said that three times now.
I'm sorry.
Sweet potatoes are really, really good for
you. Is there another way I can say this? I don't want them anymore.
I'm not going to make them for you. I made it for Helen and I.
I don't want them.
They're a lot of trouble.
I'm not going to whine about it.
You know what? Shut up.
Hey, I got in trouble for that.
Maybe you need to speak to a more northern population.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, in my family, when we say shut up, you just...
Shut up.
You go, shut up. I don't want to. You shut up. That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I kind of had authority in the situation.
Yeah.
When I say shut up, I lock the thread and everybody has to shut up.
Yeah.
So that's not really a nice thing to do.
Took your ball and went home. Huh?
I took my ball. That's right. I took my ball and I went home.
Y'all don't play nice. I'm out of here.
Not good from your leaders. Not good from a leader.
Oh, okay. So when my mom and dad and I were talking and he was being ridiculous and I said, shut up. And he
don't
went.
Don't tell your dad to shut up. That's disrespectful.
And then he said, I'm not going to shut up. And my mom said, yeah, you need to shut up.
Oh, good grief.
But it wasn't disrespectful in that context.
Okay.
I mean,
there are sometimes your dad does need to shut up.
He just needs to shut up.
Because he's just antagonizing. So
that's what he was doing. I'm like, stop. Stop
it. Ketchup on my thing.
What? He loves ketchup on his things?
Oh, things.
Things.
Okay, I didn't hear that properly.
Oh.
Wake up here. Hamburger, cheeseburger, french fries, scrambled eggs.
Ew, why do people put ketchup on eggs? I don't understand that. Why you put Cholula on eggs?
Cholula on eggs is good.
Eggs need to be
Cholula.
Salt and peppered, and that
Cholula'd.
Is it.
They need to be Cholula'd.
Why don't you want to
Cholula.
Taste the egg? You can't taste the egg.
Because I'd rather taste
with
Cholula.
All that junk on it.
You know what else tastes good on eggs?
Sausage.
El Phoenix salsa.
See, I just... You put so many condiments on stuff, you can't even taste the stuff.
But it's important to put the proper condiments on things. You don't put ketchup on stuff.
Okay.
Then everything you eat tastes like ketchup.
Yeah, just like everything you eat tastes like Cholula.
I only put Cholula on two things.
No, you do not.
Eggs.
You put it in and stew. Chicken. You put it on chicken. You put it. And you'll stew. Put it on. You'll put it. You'll put it
eggs
on anything.
And chicken and stew. That's it.
You've put it on hamburgers
and hamburgers. You've eggs and chicken and stew and hamburgers.
And you've actually put it on French fries before.
Yeah, but see, I don't.
And potatoes and you.
But
put
I didn't
it on,
like it. But see, I just tried it on those things. I don't eat it on normally. I don't put it normally. Put it on my hamburger. I put jalapenos on my hamburger and I put mustard on my hamburger.
Because it's okay to have mustard, but not ketchup, apparently.
That's true.
Because mustard has spoken.
Mustard is a mature condiment.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Jen.
Tomatoes are better for you.
Not Jen Avila. Jen McFadden.
Tomatoes are better for you than mustard. Just so you know.
I put tomatoes on my hamburger,
ketchup,
too.
I mean, ketchup is better for you
I
than
put
mustard.
Tomatoes.
If it's organic ketchup.
And mustard.
Not the high fructose corn syrup version.
And romaine lettuce.
Organic Heinz ketchup. Tastes the same.
And jalapenos.
Actually, it's better.
And meat. And pepper jack cheese. Mm-hmm. Or Swiss cheese.
Pepper jack is better.
Yeah, pepper jack's better. Swiss cheese little is good
spice.
Sometimes, too. And I think that's it.
Swiss is almost a
the best jalapeno are the sweet and spicy jalapenos. Those are the best to put on a hamburger.
Uh-huh. I'm with you there.
They roar.
Okay. Chris.
Who?
Chris.
Oh.
All sorts of fun stuff. I usually also top it off with some nice French red hot sauce to give it a little kick. So that's what I do. I say you respect,
that's how you roll.
You say that you disrespect the Sasquatch. This is our Wookiee and see what'll happen. I've got a lot of free time and I'll have some fun with you. So ketchup is good, Brad is bad, and Brad's even worse when he tries to be sexy. It just turns my stomach.
You just
that's our new motto. Ketchup is good, Brad is bad. I love that. Ketchup is good, Brad is bad. That's funny. That's good stuff there, Chris.
I could use some encouragement.
Ketchup is good, Brad is bad.
Just be wrong, wrong, wrong. Goodbye.
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 Ketchup good, Brad bad.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, that wasn't sexy at all. I'm not even leaving a message.
Okay. Thank you.
They have to have sexy in order to leave. You have to bring sexy back. You need to bring sexy back.
Nobody wants that.
What are you doing over there?
Hello there. Have I called a, is this a pet store or something? Two blind squirrels or something? Anyway, I'm the neighbor of, Brad and Faith McFadden. And I'm just trying to call, can y'all calm down? You know, Faith's a wonderful gal. I mean, you know, I've said hello and everything. She's nice, but Brad, he's just crazy. We can't sleep. We got hollering and screaming and carrying on. I don't
Shut
even know.
Up!
Do you keep squirrels in your house? And how to get around if they're blind? You know,
they have little canes. Mm-hmm. They have little.
Well, they have glasses. The glasses allow them to see.
They're blind sunshade glasses.
No, but they allow them to see. They have supersonic sight. They have little.
They're not
they
Gordy little, glasses from Star Trek.
They're little supersonic.
What is wrong with you? Cochlear implants?
Yeah, they're glasses.
No.
It's a good scene.
No.
And it's not.
Wrong.
What did you call him? Do you not know Star Trek at all?
Gordy.
What did you, no, it's a Gordy.
Who is Gordy?
Nobody.
Sure, there was a Gordy.
No.
Yeah, Gordy on Star Trek. He had the visor.
Geordi.
Whatever.
His name was Geordi.
Whatever.
And before that, he was the reading guy on Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, but he didn't have the visors then.
Reading Rainbow.
He read in the dark and he went blind.
He did. It was terrible.
No, the little squirrels have little canes.
Gordy. Gordy's Ed's brother-in-law.
I don't understand all that. And I understand you do some kind of a podcast.
Podcast?
Be careful.
You need to be Christians like us. I don't know if you smoke pot or some kind of crazy. You guys are just far too loud, especially Brad. Like, he had Faith and Skeeter and all them folks that live behind your house, they all are fine. But Brad, we got a prayer chain for you. We're praying for you, brother.
Appreciate
please,
it.
You need to breathe, breathe, just relax. And just one more thing. The first type of ice cream was milk flavored. Okay, got to go. Bye.
So he just said that so I would scream at him.
But you're not going to do it, are you?
I'm not going to scream.
Because you have self-control. Because you know that ketchup is good and bread is bad.
What's this breaking all the rules for burgers? You know, let Devine make the burger the way he enjoys it.
It's not a burger.
If you call in and tell us how you make it, then we're giving our opinion.
That's right. He opened the door.
Yep.
Look,
you don't have to call and tell us how you make your burger
anti-burger. It's that whole thing where he brought it into evidence and I get to cross-examine.
That's right.
Okay. If he hadn't brought it into evidence, I would have left him alone. It's his business. But he brought to this table some crappy microwave burger, and we had to school him.
We had to talk about it. You know what? Here's what I know. Other than that, ketchup is good, and bread is bad.
Yeah.
Eating organic food
is good.
Is way better flavored, tasty.
It is. What is that?
The flavor.
That?
I'm like, did we forget what food tasted
we
like
did.
Before?
I don't think I've.
We didn't even know that it could be good.
No. I mean, since I was a kid.
I'm truly amazed. Really.
Some of the stuff I remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
I remember how good that tasted.
Cantaloupe used to taste like this when I was a kid. I just thought my taste buds had gone dead.
Yeah. Exactly. It really. It is. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Organic
tater chips? Why would anybody eat anything else?
I know, they're stale.
And those corn chips?
Awesome.
Holy, what are those corn chips we get? The farm chips? Is that what they are? Yeah, the farm ones.
Oh, the ones from Target?
Yeah, what are they called?
Organic
farm something?
Yeah, that's the organic. The Target. Highland Farms, I think.
Man, them are some good corn chips.
They are. They're very good. Kettle chips are the best. Potato chips.
Man, you guys are just being a little too crazy anal or something or other. I think I'm a little
he's on drugs today. You can tell his speech is slurred.
Yeah.
I think, Carl, you guys are just, you're just crazy. You know, if you want to prove me wrong, Brad and Faith.
Yes?
Just book a flight up to Seattle here. Come on over. Cook me a burger the way you think it should be made.
We don't deliver.
So I was watching the show,
you're
Chris.
Welcome to drive in.
I was watching the show, Chris, House Hunters, the other night when Brad was watching football. And this guy who relocated here from Lima, Peru, was looking for an apartment. He'd been living with his sister and her family because he'd broke up with his girlfriend, so he had to find a house. Not that matters to the story at all. But I'm a woman, and so I have to put that kind of stuff in. So he was looking at apartments, and thus this show gives you three different examples. But the one that got me was that he went and looked at a boathouse, which, you know, is like a cool thing to do in Seattle, live on a boathouse, right? Houseboat, I mean. Boathouse.
Chris Martinez lives on a boathouse.
He does not.
He does, too.
He does?
Yeah.
He does. Okay.
On Lake Wakasaki.
He does not.
Does, too.
Sasquatches can't live on water.
Yeah, he lives in a
canoe. They're afraid of water.
He lives in a canoe.
They're afraid of water.
He's got a canoe with a tent on it.
That's his boathouse. That's why he always sounds so sick.
Yeah.
He's all that rocking. Yeah. So he went and looked at a houseboat, okay, which was built in the 20s. It had been updated, right? It was... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It was 700 square feet. Okay, I just stop and think about that for a second.
I used to have a closet that was 700 square
feet. 700 square feet. And it had an upstairs with a bedroom in it. That you had to duck as you walked up the steps. Yeah. You couldn't even stand straight up because apparently law was that your ceiling could be... I mean, they've
it's
changed
chick
that.
Pad.
It was chick so pad. Little, but it was $160,000 for a 700 square foot teeny little thing on.
Yeah, but it probably had a 454.
The water.
Probably had a 454.
There was no motor.
What?
No.
You know what? It doesn't count.
No.
It doesn't count as a boathouse unless it has a motor.
I was totally
blown
away.
What are you paying for $300,000 if there's no motor? It doesn't make any sense.
And besides, I mean, what if you get seasick? I don't understand why.
Why would you get seasick on a lake?
It's not on the lake, I don't think, is it? It's like on the inn. I don't know where it was. It was on water. That's what I know.
It's on water? That's good for a boathouse.
Was it Tom Hanks's boathouse?
Tom Hanks doesn't live in a boathouse.
Well, he did.
Tom Hanks doesn't live in Sleepless in Seattle, no matter what you think.
No, but what I'm saying is
that
that
person is real. bringing him up.
Is it the only reason?
We have to see Tom Hanks if we go to Seattle.
The only
I know exactly where he lives.
He would pay.
I've seen it.
That much for photos if Tom Hanks had lived in it for the movie.
Tom Hanks didn't live in it in the movie.
Yes, he did.
No,
for the
it was
movie.
Just a set.
No.
Yes, he didn't actually live there. He went home at night.
I mean, but during the movie, he lived there. I mean, while they were recording the movie.
Really? Seriously?
No, I mean, he didn't stay there at night. But I mean, yes. when they were taping the film,
you've got this world in your head.
You were so stupid.
Oh, me?
You know exactly what I mean.
I want to go see Shrek's bog.
Oh, whatever. $369,000. I thought, are you stupid?
That is ridiculous.
That is insane.
Is there diamonds in the bottom?
I wanted to say, come and live in Texas. Holy cow.
You can get a nice boat for $300,000 in Texas.
You would need a yacht.
More than 700 square foot, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, I can't. I just can't.
Until you can actually prove it to me. You guys are just crazy. Yeah.
That's us. Wild and crazy.
You're
guys.
Crazier. Stuck up.
Just crazy hamburger cooking fools.
Did you call us stuck up?
You're burger snobs.
We're burger snobs?
We're organic snobs.
We are burger snobs. I'm a burger snob. I like a good burger. I don't like a bad burger.
I'm not organic snob.
You know what?
I'm not a burger snob because I like McDonald's.
Life is too short.
I mean, they're not good.
To eat
but
cheap
I'll
burgers.
Eat them. But I'll eat them because Helen likes to go to McDonald's.
I hate McDonald's burgers.
Well, I'll
too
eat
short
them.
To eat a McDonald's burger. You can go next door and get a Whataburger.
But I don't like them. I don't like Whataburgers.
But they're good.
To you?
Yes.
Okay.
And the McDonald's ones are crappy. You have that stupid sauce on them.
I don't get that. I get a little teeny little kid's... I get a Happy Meal.
You're weird.
That's it.
A McDonald's burger is the opposite of organic.
Well, that's true. And I haven't had one since I've gone
it's
on this
flavored
organic
plastic
thing.
Is what it
I
is.
Haven't had one.
Two blind burger snobs, yeah.
Two
yeah,
blind burger snobs.
Two blind burger snobs.
Well, the rest of us heathens will just have to eat our burgers with ketchup and mayo and just the way we like it. Because we're here about fun.
Have you got dandruff? You got fleas? What is going on?
The more I itch, the worse.
She's like going crazy over here.
The more I itch my back, the more it itches. Oh, scratches. What? I don't know. Whatever.
The more you itch, the more it scratches?
You're the Pharisees of burgers. There, that's it.
Burger Pharisees?
You're the Pharisees. The law of burger making instead of the enjoyment
Pharisee
of
burger.
Fulfillment is just having a
fair,
relationship with the
see?
Burger you enjoy. Because
they're not fair, you see.
My burgers are not kosher.
Enjoy life.
I don't want to be a sad, you see.
Being better than the rest of us. And I'm going back to bed.
All right.
Well,
good night.
Bye, girl. You
I
go,
don't want to be a Pharisee.
You go back to bed there and pray more.
I don't want to be a Pharisee.
This show is out of control.
They're not fair, you see.
Yeah, we are. You know.
I just want to be a sheep. Bye, bye.
Thank you. Thank you for playing.
He just told me to shut up with his look. He looked at me and went, shut up.
No, I didn't.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, boss.
I didn't.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying, shut up.
I deny that. Ooh, look, an 818 number. I wonder who that is. It's interesting. They look called and left us two messages.
Huh. Hi there. This is Ken from Honolulu. Just a brief jargon.
Honolulu is 818.
Oh, he's going to tell us about Hawaii.
So that's not an 800 number, I guess.
I guess not.
Geography lesson. Honolulu is located on the island of Oahu.
Knew that.
It's the main...
Is that not what I said?
I saw Magnum.
Commerce Island is the capital. And I've heard it before about why do we need trucks on Hawaii, but how do you get stuff from the docks to the stores?
Exactly.
By bicycle?
They can't.
You know, I put 200 miles a day on my truck. Do I drive around the island?
No. I do too. I put 200 miles a day on my truck.
Huh.
No. I only do that.
But I live in Texas. We have ponds bigger than Hawaii.
That with my CMA group, maybe once or twice a year.
Cool.
Brad, this part of the message is for you. You guys
yes.
made kind of a joke of it when you were talking about you text and drive at the same time.
Yes.
But if you think about it, if you're going 60 miles an hour,
yes.
how far have you traveled in 3 seconds? That's pretty far, actually. Not too long ago, some girl was, a 16-year-old girl, was crossing the street, and a guy took 3 seconds to look at his phone to see who had called him, and he hit her. He ran the red light, and he killed her.
Well, you don't check your phone right as you're coming up to a red light.
But he's saying that people do.
And there's not a lot of red lights on the interstate.
And you don't think that, the point is that you don't think there's somebody out on the interstate, but there could be.
Yeah, but if you're walking across the interstate, chances are you're going to get hit.
But the point is you need to be careful.
I am careful.
Not really.
Because if you're not careful, you'll spell slot instead of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can't have that.
So it's not funny.
Oh.
It isn't funny.
Sorry.
He's right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're playing with people's lives.
I'll stop
making your own, too.
I promise both of you. I promise right now on a stack of Bibles, I will stop making jokes about texting on the highway. I promise. I'm sorry.
You were talking about how holding hands and stuff, you know.
But not while you're texting on the highway.
Don't hold hands while you're texting?
No, on the highway. Oh. You need at least one hand on the wheel.
Okay.
Physical contact, that's great. 1992, my wife and kids were hit head-on by a three-axle dump truck, and that guy was just distracted for just a few seconds, and he crossed the center line. They survived. We've been married for 29 years.
Wow. And, congratulations.
But...
Oh, he got cut off. I didn't do that.
Oh, is he going to cut? That's why he called back.
He called back. Hope he didn't start from scratch.
In 1992, this is Ken again from Honolulu.
Keep going.
1992, my family got hit on by a three-axle dump truck. The guy was distracted just for a few seconds and crossed the center line. Now she walks with crutches. We would love to hold hands while we're walking, but that doesn't happen. As far as the couch, that's out of the question because she has to recline when she's sitting.
Aww.
And the PG-13 show, hoochie-coochie doesn't happen because that guy was distracted for 3 seconds and crossed the line.
Okay, not funny.
No, not funny at all.
All the air's gone out of my show. I'm back to where I started.
It's not a joking matter to me. I live with it every day.
But this is a comedy show. We have fun here. I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny.
I'm laughing at you.
Okay. But that's what I do. I make jokes. If you call in and tell me not to stick a dynamite in my ear, I'm going to make a joke about it because that's what I do. I didn't know that your wife had stuck dynamite in her ear when she was a teenager or whatever. I mean, I'm
just
saying.
Right.
That's just what I do. And that's what kind of show we have. It's very lighthearted and it's very funny. And so I apologize if I offended you by talking about texting and driving and all of that. But, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going to go cry now.
On a lighter note, you talked about how you listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm behind the wheel 6 hours a day,
man.
Out of a 10-hour day. So most of that time is filled with podcasts. I think I got you beat. Thank you very much for a great show. I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to it. My wife likes it, too. Okay. Bye.
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 Bye. Con Dios.
Bye. Con Dios, Ken.
Hasta la vista. Sayonara. Bye.
Baby. Hasta la vista, baby.
That's it. We're caught up in calls again. Isn't that
Not
exciting?
Right. See, he wasn't mad. He just was saying.
Yeah, he's saying.
Just saying. Well, we're done starting. See, you learn a little bit about somebody every day.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
5 weeks till I have a little niece. Briley will be born.
Briley in 5 weeks.
Very excited. You know, at Christmas, I will have a niece at Christmas.
You have lots of nieces already, right? You do know that.
Not a McFadden niece.
Oh, but you have tons of other nieces.
But I had all them before. I mean, they were all there before me.
Well, that's true.
I got all them in one day.
Yeah. You became an instant uncle. Many times over.
So weird to be called Uncle Brad. And they didn't all call me Uncle Brad like the first day I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because, you know, I haven't known them since they were babies or anything.
Oh, well, that's what you do. But in our family.
It's very respectful and it makes me feel...
You call aunt and uncle. It is. It's very respectful. That's why I don't like it when Helen doesn't call Carrie and Jen aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Because it really bugs me.
Yeah, it bugs me too, and I get on to her. I mean, I don't get mad at her, but I mean, I tell her. She should do that. Show them the proper respect, even though they don't care.
Right, and that's why it gets let go, because they don't care about it. Because it doesn't make any difference. But which still, is okay.
It makes a difference to me.
But it matters to us, so... It's just respectful. Just as their Briley will call me Aunt Faith.
Dad wanted to be called Gary or Dad. It's like they would refuse to come up with like a grandpa name, you know? Because they didn't want to be grandpa. They didn't want to be people. They didn't want to be any of these names.
Old names, yeah.
When Helen was born. Because it made them feel old. They just soon be called Gary and Brenda. And I'm like,
that's not going
to
happen.
I don't even call you Gary and Brenda, so... Anyway, they finally went to, Holland, uh-huh. Somewhere right in there.
My mom had a trip, yeah.
Yeah, my mom worked there for a while. And they came back and they said, we decided on Oma and Opa, which to me is so funny because it's the oldest sounding, it's old Ma and old Pa. But anyway.
But it
worked. It worked. It didn't remind them of anybody old, I guess.
No, because they didn't know anybody else who was called that.
So we bought my dad a bowl, mm-hmm. a cereal bowl.
At Canton
that said Opa on it. Because mm-hmm. it's very rare you find something with Omar Opa on it. So we finally bought a bowl for him and it said Opa on it. We bought that for him. And then last week, that was several years ago.
A few weeks ago. No, it was last for his birthday this May.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, about a week ago, he drops it in the sink and it breaks his sink.
it was handmade. It was a
porcelain sink. It busted his sink.
Potter bowl, yeah.
So he had to go buy a new sink. He was not happy about that.
We'll have
that.
To get him a new bowl. He'll have to be a little bit more careful with that.
I don't mind buying him a new bowl. I'm not buying him a new sink. It's expensive.
Briley. You get to learn to be parents.
Who does?
Carrie and Jen.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think they will?
No. They have any intention of doing that.
They're just going to wing it. Just winging it.
They had to go to class the other day. They had to go to parenting class the other day.
They did?
Yes.
What was that for at the hospital?
Learn how to change a diaper and learn how to give a bath.
Surely they knew how to do that.
They had to give a bath and they had to, with little dolls.
Learn how to swaddle.
And Carrie said, the doll was so little. And he held it out of his hands. I'm like, that's huge.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I know. I asked, how old is this baby? And the doll.
3 months
baby.
Or something.
Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
And then he said, then he made a funny statement. He says, getting her pregnant again will not be easy. It was funny because she was standing there.
Yeah.
She's like, what? Well, because you know what it's like and you're not going to want to get pregnant. I'm like, yeah, they forget.
They forget everything.
And we all forget after about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. You forget the midnight feedings and all you do, you look back and you go, oh. Except for that, now that Brad is already 41 and I'm pushing 40, I don't really think, oh, so much anymore.
Really?
I think, oh.
I can still do one more.
It makes me tired. But you wouldn't get up in the middle of the night and I never did.
Nope. The baby can just cry.
It has to eat. You can't let the baby not eat. We're going to hire a nanny?
No. We'll get one of those.
Get a wet nurse.
No, I got this figured out. We'll get one of those little hamster bottles with a little ball at the end of it.
That is insane.
So the little baby can just on the end of the little ball. And
you have lost your mind.
Feed itself.
If we had another baby, we were talking about this the other
Why
day.
Why can't I just hook up a breast pump to you and just run a hose into the bedroom?
That's
where they are.
Seriously.
No? Not a good plan.
You hurt me.
Turn it off and start
if
hurting.
We had another baby, we were talking about this the other day, that it would be ridiculous because, you know, I've watched many babies over the years. Plus, Helen, it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, my Lord.
So we would go insane. It would be nutty.
Hella could take care of it most of the time.
She can't feed an infant.
She can change diapers.
With an infant? Oh, you got to be very careful.
She could change diapers. Mm. She would. She could. It would happen. It would be good.
You'd make sure of it. That child's room would be out of this world.
That's the problem. We'd spend too much money.
Yeah. It's just insanity. So. Yep. Yep.
Of course, we got a lot of
stuff. Because we're old, and that's what happens.
We still have a bed, don't we?
The crib is up in the attic, yeah. Yeah, but if it's a boy, it can't have a white crib.
Oh, yes, it can. White is neutral colored. That's why we bought it. Not buying another crib. Not buying your Oakley crib.
All right, wrap it up,
that's the
thing.
The new child would have to have Oakley and Tommy Hilfiger. And
Tommy Hilfiger doesn't have anything to do with babies, but okay.
I knew it was Oakley. It was a joke.
I know.
This is what we do on this show.
I know.
We make fun of things.
Can we wrap it up? Because it's time to go to bed for Helen.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. I think I just deleted it and start over.
Yeah. You do that and you're on your own.
Kind of felt that like I was up on anyway.
What do you mean?
Ketchup, good. Bread, bad.
Well, as long as we all have that understood, we can end the show. Everybody together. Ketchup, good. Brad, bad.
Brad, big fan. That sums it up right there.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.